All week at this time, we're talking Tomey on News Radio WTAM 1100. Jim goes into the Baseball Hall of Fame this weekend. Yesterday morning, Sheldon Oker, longtime writer, Akron Beacon Journal, who goes in the writer's wing, if you will, at the Hall of Fame. Tomorrow, Mike Hargrove. Thursday, Charlie Manuel. And Friday, Jim Tomey. And this morning, Mike Snyder, I thought we'd get kind of a unique behind-the-scenes look at what Jim will experience. Our buddy Greg Harris, who runs the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you hear him all the time talking about the Rock Hall, for years was the guy responsible for Cooperstown, and is on the hotline with us. Greg, thanks for the time, first of all.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys today?
Good, buddy. I was there as a kid. You've either been to Cooperstown or you haven't. You want to go, or you haven't been able to be there. I was just looking at the website this morning. Paint the picture. This thing is truly a beautiful American village, right?
It is. It's frequently called America's Most Perfect Village, or it's called the Norman Rockwell painting come to life. It's one traffic light, sits on a lake. There's about 900 year-round residents, and just a beautiful place. It is baseball central. All of the shops on Main Street are involved in the baseball business. The restaurants are branded baseball. What's amazing is the fans that will come this weekend for these inductees. It's a remarkable induction class, but there will be 50 to 70,000 people coming in this little town. And then the inductees, the Hall of Famers that come back to welcome these guys into this great fraternity, there will be about 60 returning Hall of Famers coming. And that's the magic of this. They will welcome Jim Tomey as a peer, and he'll be with them, and it'll be forever cemented that he's part of that great fraternity.
That is so cool. Greg, tell us a little bit about what we might not see. Like for Jim, when he gets up there and these former Hall of Famers, is there any things that, what are some of the things that go on maybe behind the scenes that we don't see in terms of the actual program?
Sure. I want to talk a little bit about that and also give some tips for anybody that's going this weekend. There's a few things you can do to make the experience even better, and it's not that much. But for Jim, you know, he's into this fraternity. It is so exclusive. It's less than 1% of those that ever played Major League Baseball. And when you talk about them, it's Hank Aaron. It's Johnny Bench. It's Wade Boggs, George Brett, Rod Carew. You know, you can go down the list. It's the best of the best. And really, they welcome him. The induction itself is the public ceremony where he's on stage with this, again, crowd of 50,000-plus people and making his induction speech. But behind the scenes, they're all together. They all stay at the same hotel. Fans don't even try. It's credentials only, and they get to hang out with each other, with their families, their spouses. And it's just a laid-back time for them to be welcomed back into this fraternity. And then they get a chance to come next year to welcome these guys. So part of that behind the scenes is I'm sure they'll be playing a round of golf or two with the other guys, enjoying a special breakfast with the rest of the crew. And then after the induction ceremony itself, there's a dinner that's just the inductees. When I was there, the commissioner would also attend. I assume he still attends, and the Hall of Fame president. And that is the real welcome to the club.
Give me some tips about getting around Cooperstown if I'm lucky enough to go this weekend.
Okay, if you're lucky enough to go this weekend, you know, I would say on Saturday there's the awardees. In the afternoon, it's Sheldon Oker, as you mentioned. It's Bob Costas is getting the Broadcaster Award. That happens on Saturday. There's an event where all the inductees go to the Hall of Fame Saturday night, and it's sort of a public event where there's a parade down Main Street with all of these guys, and fans welcome them as they enter the museum. Sunday for the induction, again, massive, 50, 60,000 people at the induction. If you want to reserve seats in front of those 50 or 60,000 people, become a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's it's their membership program. It's very reasonable, and you get a reserve seat. That is huge because you'll have 50,000 people behind you if you do that. So go online and look at membership. There's all sorts of different levels and packages that get you there. I think that it's a couple $100 donation, but I would recommend that to anybody that has a little extra funds to do that. It'll put you in front of everybody. You don't have to bring your own lawn chair and your own bottle of water and stuff. We'll provide all that. And really, getting in front of people in there, and then the next day, if you are a member, on Monday, at 10:30 in the morning. It's members only, and it's on Doubleday Field, and they'll have the new inductee class doing a special roundtable session.
Wow.
That's a real exclusive thing, and I think it's about 10 in the morning on Monday. If you are a member, that's not to be missed, and people can go to baseballhallofame.org to find out about all that stuff.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. So you spend a few bucks, just like, you want to be a member of the Rock Hall, we think is a great opportunity, but become a member at Cooperstown, going for an experience like this, and you get a little extra then.
Yeah. Right? And I talked to the guys in Cooperstown yesterday, and they said they can still accept some of these memberships.
Okay.
There will be a point where they close the door, so right. People are thinking, don't hesitate.
Great tip, though.
That's a great tip.
It's like going to a concert. I mean you're going to make a memory. Why not spend a few extra bucks and really do
and
it
have a
to
seat
where you've
there
got something
be,
to
yeah.
experience versus I wish we would have done this or that. Yeah.
Yeah. And good if stuff. Anybody's sleeping within about an hour and a half of the event, they're doing good. there's very few hotels, and people rent houses. They stay in bed and breakfast, and if you're staying anywhere between Syracuse and Albany, you're close to the inductions.
Great stuff. If you're planning a trip this summer to Cooperstown, maybe a few tips there would help you as well. Greg Harris, CEO of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for years, the guy responsible at Cooperstown, and special weekend for Jim Thome. Greg, thank you so much for the insight. We really appreciate it. Take care.
My pleasure. Have a great day, guys.
Be good. Tomorrow morning, one of the managers of Jim Thome over the years, Mike Hargrove, will join us. And Thursday, Mike Snyder. Charlie Manuel, who Thome credits.
Absolutely.
Adjusting his stance.
Yep.
Where he opened up a bit.
Charlie saw a lot in Jimmy early that a lot of others didn't see in terms of him having a great career.
We're talking Thome each morning, 8:20 on News Radio WTAM 1100. Jim here for